from Radio Alabama Sports. Fayetteville basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Fayetteville basketball is presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Wolves, Blake Bagley.
Welcome into the jungle here at B.B. Comer High School as the visiting Fayetteville Wolves get ready to take on the hometown B.B. Comer Tigers. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett. About 2.5 minutes to kick off. And, Jacob, this is going to be a good one here tonight. Comer looking to get the season sweep, but the Wolves trying to even things up at 1-1 here tonight. Tip off in 2 minutes, and I can't wait to get this one underway.
Yeah, what a game. A big turnaround for the Lady Wolves from the way they started last week. The Tigers jumped out to a quick 4-point lead to start the game earlier, but the Wolves were able to come back. And if my memory serves me correctly, they never looked back. But, yes, we were never really out on the boys' side last week. But, you know, now you're on the road, a tough environment. I would say a 75-25 Fayetteville crowd.
Yeah, and, well, Jacob, you know, we talk about it. You got to take time to settle into the game, especially being on the road. The Wolves can play with this team, but you're not used to shooting on this backboard. These guys practicing here every single day. So if you're the Wolves, get through the first quarter, have it within 3 or 4 points. That way, by the time you're settled into the game, you're not digging yourself out of a hole.
Yeah, you know, these backboards have been around since I was in high school. I can tell you they're the same backboards. Yeah. But I know that's a new rim on that side, or at least the rim is 15 years old, because I shot on that side one time and knocked the rim off.
Really?
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't because you're dunking, because you're not Shaq.
No.
But, Jacob, if you're the Wolves, you want to slow the pace of this thing down tonight, because you don't have necessarily the speed, but you do have a size advantage. So if you're the Wolves, what you want to do, you want to slow it down, work it into you bigs. I think Landon Thomas can be a huge factor in tonight's game. So can Brody Oshry. Work that ball down low, slow the game down, then you start opening up three-point shots.
And an added element to this Fayetteville Wolves basketball team is the return of Braden Deloach.
Oh, yeah, that it is. You know, he was out for a few weeks, and we're glad to be seeing him here tonight because he can be a difference maker.
So we're in for a good one here as players are headed to the sidelines, get the final words from the coaches. And we're ready to play some basketball.
That we are. They got 8 minutes on the clock. There's the buzzer, and we'll get the starting five for both teams. They'll come out there and get things underway. We got the roster for both teams here tonight. Jacob, expect another good one here tonight in the jungle. We're going to call it the Jungle Gym, Jacob.
The Jungle
that
make Gym.
It sounds that makes it sound less intimidating.
I don't think the gym has an official name. I know they named the baseball field not too long ago, but I don't think the gym has an official name.
And Usher will stand out there at half court.
That looks like Gaddis.
Yeah, it looks like Gaddis and him will jump for this one. No, that looks like Swain, Jacob.
Swain
and Ushery for the jump ball. Wolves will get it. Brennan Marlin with the ball, and they'll start things out tonight. He'll come up the court. He'll swing it all, and that is a pick right there by the defense. Jet Liner trying to get back for it. No good. Christian Robertson with the steal and with the bucket of two. 2-0 lead. Comer comes in hot again. Robertson once again knocking the ball out of bounds with the Wolves retain possession. Comer coming out hot, Jacob. Full court press to start this thing out. Rainliner with a pick for Jetliner. The Wolves work the ball to the other side of the court. Sticky defense from the Tigers so far.
Oh, he Brandon had a Warren. Shot there.
Yeah, he had a shot at the top of the key. Now Landon Thomas. He'll keep it himself. Getting double, gets it back to Jetliner up top. Jet rolls to the right. Landon Thomas thought about shooting it. He's going to drive, going to dish, going to hit Robertson, go out of bounds, and the Wolves will keep the ball. And, Jacob, so far tonight, the Comer Tigers have been fierce on defense. Wolves have not even been able to get a shot off the first minute of this game. And Coach Moore has to call a timeout because they couldn't even inbound the ball, and this is not the start that you wanted if you're the Wolves.
That was a very good timeout, a much-needed timeout, as Coach K.J. McCurley and Coach Thomas heads to the court.
Yeah, and, right there, I know you're only 58 seconds into the game, but I think that was a much-needed timeout. Settle them down. Now you know they're going to be pressing. You can adjust, but this one could get out of hand very quickly had we not called that timeout to get these players settled down so far.
And see, this is the benefit of already playing this one time. You know what each team's tendencies are in the second game. So, Comer saw what we had and, saw the quickness that we could have, and now they're going to press us the whole game.
Anybody can win. Even if you're outmatched one game, but when you start talking about two, three, four, five-game series, man, Braden Liner with a beautiful three-point shot, and it's no good, but he's fouled. So that'll be three shots for Braden Liner at the line.
That'll be on Swain.
Late whistle, but it was a late foul. He got in there after the ball was released, but it was still enough for him to say, going to give him a foul. First shot in through the net and good. Wolves on the board. Second one up and good again, Jacob. Third one for the lead. Last one in and then out. And it's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go the Tigers' way. Good rebound there, though, by Sherrum. And it'll be coming back the other way. Morgan bringing it up the court now. Excuse me. Gaddis. Robertson. Robertson out to the corner to Gaddis. He'll drive in. Beautiful shot there. Floats it up. Foul. Gets the chance at an and one attempt. Chance to make the lead 5-2 for the Tigers.
It'll be Braden Liner, the guilty party on that foul.
Yep. He did what he could, though, disrupt the shot. Typically, you would make him have to earn two, but instead, that one somehow went in. And what an athletic play there from Gaddis. And the free throw is up and good. So 5-2, a minute and a half into this one. Tigers lead. Breaking off of that press a little bit now are the Tigers. And Jetliner drives, and he's knocked down. That's going to be a foul on the Tigers.
Drive, he rode the floor.
Yeah.
He slid about 20 feet.
He's going to have floor burn on that one as they get the ball to Ushery, who gets it to Thomas. Great assist, ball movement. That's what I said they had to do. They got the size advantage down low. Work it in. What an assist there from Ushery to Thomas, as Morgan's going to drive. He's going to think about the shot. Gets it back. Robertson, deep three, no good. Rebound by Gaddis. Up, no good. Rebound now by Ushery. Over the back by Gaddis.
And, this is where the boys' side is different than the girls' game. Fayetteville Comer outsized us in the girls' game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But the Wolves had the size advantage in this one. Comer back to that full court press. They get the ball to Marlin. Now he's coming down the court. Going to drop back, swings it. Landon Thomas, three-point shot. Good. Count it. 7-5 now is a lead for the Wolves. 6 minutes to go in the first. Three there by Hall, and Hall will miss that one. Robertson now on the drive with the dish to Morgan. Great ball movement. Great jump shot. Count it. Tied ball game. 7-7. Good defense there. Morgan, he shoots up. No good. Rebound by Jet Liner. Another foul this time. Another foul. And, man, Comer, I love the aggressiveness here, but it's hurting them a little bit, Jacob. They've already got four fouls on the board, or three, I know.
And Sasser will sub out.
Simmons Morgan will check into the game. 7-7 game. Just a little over 2 minutes in. Jet Liner's going to drive. He's going to give the floater. Floater's no good.
It's too hard on it.
And Swain gets a rebound. Going back the other way. What a pass out to Shurum. And in for two. So Comer takes a two-point lead now. 9-7 is the play. Jet Liner's going to bring it up to court. Comer sagging back on defense. ISO ball with Hall on Liner. Now to Marlin. Marlin, three-point shot blocked by Robertson.
You're going to say he double dribbled.
And Marlin will pick it up, fumbles the ball around, double dribbles. You can't do that. So it'll be going the way of Comer now.
So Fayetteville set up in the 2-3-D here.
Yep.
Try to slow down these Comer Tigers.
Yeah, I think going away from man here when you got a lot of cutting and crossing, I think zone's going to be the best play, Jacob. I like the play by Moore and company here. Bad pass there. Coming the other way, Brennan Marlin on the fast break.
Liner.
Excuse me, that was Liner. He's fouled going up, so he'll get two more attempts at the line. He's 2-3 tonight.
That foul will be Isaiah Hall.
You know, I do got to say, though, Jacob, I'm not going to miss all the different B words that we have to say when this class graduates. Brennan, Brenton, Braden.
So,
man, he'll miss both of those. Usher with the rebound, and he puts it back for two more points. Wolves tie things up, and so far the big men down low are making a huge difference for the Wolves in this one.
And Fayetteville will be shooting the rest of the way in the first quarter.
All right, already in a bonus. Swain for three, in and then out. Shurum had to rebound, not loose by Liner, and now Braden Liner will pick up the ball and come the other way.
Trying to find some help.
Yep, he's going to drive in, and he is hit. Looks like it's just going to be a blocking foul, Jacob, and Wolves will retain possession. Actually, no, he'll shoot.
Yeah, because it's, you know, the bonus is weird now.
Yeah. I mean, Coach Moore's even confused about it like we are. So halfway through the first quarter, we got a 9-9 ball game as Braden Liner steps up, and he will miss the next free throw, Jacob, and now he is now 2 of 5. At the line, and we'll see if he can make it 3 of 6 here and give the Wolves a one-point advantage. Ah, in and out again. Rebound by Landon Thomas, who puts it up. No good. Going the other way. Now Robertson with the rebound. Fast break. He's going to drive. He's going to dish. And what a shot there by Simmons. A contested basket. It'll go in, though, and they'll take 11-9 lead. Thomas in the corner. He's covered up by Shurum. Brennan Marlin, long three there, and no good. Had time to set his feet. It's a good shot, but just no good. Robertson drives.
It's going to be Tiger basketball.
Yep. Robertson fumbles it away a little bit there. Robertson inbound to Hall. Hall's going to get it down low. Shurum with the turnaround jumper. Wow, I'm impressed. He hit him with the Dirk Nowitzki there. 13-9 now is the lead for the Tigers. Wolves going back the other way. There's nothing you can do about that.
No.
He bodies you up, turns around, hits the shot perfectly. You can play the best defense of your life, and they're still going to hit that shot. No good on the three there from Marlin.
It's going to be a foul.
Ty Stone getting ready to check into this one. He sits right here in front of us.
Tylen Buck or Caleb Shurum with the foul there, and we'll shoot two. So we now know that Ty Stone will be going in for Landon Thomas after the shots.
I didn't realize it, but we actually had a substitution for the Zebras during the break, and I didn't even notice till just now.
Thomas will sink his first.
They make it 13-10 now as Aiden Blair will check into the game for Marlin. And then, as you alluded to, Stone will check in for Thomas. Thomas hits his second one at the line, 13-11. Stone will check in now. So getting a little bit of a rest for the starters. 5 minutes into this one. Lead is 2 for the hometown Tigers. Pass there by Robertson. Ball bounces around. Hall gets it to Swain. Swain out to Simmons. Simmons fires for a 3, no good. Didn't have enough on it. Rebound there by Swain. Gets it back out to Robertson at the top of the key. Going to get the pass to Hall. Hall's got it. Good ball movement here from the Tigers. Gets it to Hall. Hall drives. Nope, steps back out. Gets it back out to Simmons, and Simmons will get it to Swain. Swain will get it to Robertson. Robertson swings it back over to Hall, who will look to drive. Swings it back to the top. Swings it to the side, looking to get somebody open for a shot. They can't. And so now Robertson will try to reset things up at the top.
Credit the Wolves defense here.
Yeah. Cannot get anything going and can't get that shot they're looking for. Simmons, no good. They lob it to Sherem. Sherem can't get it, goes out of bounds and tries to deflect it off of somebody, and that somebody was the referee.
Good defensive series there for the Fayetteville Wolves.
And for the official. He helped us out a little bit right there because he was in the way of the basketball. So 13-11 still is the lead for the Tigers. As Liner will bring it up the court. Aiden Blair with it. Back to Jet Liner. Liner to Ushery. Liner cuts. Goes for the shot. He's hit. He throws it up. No good. No call. I think that was the right call. No call there. And going out of bounds with it is Simmons. Great little pickpocket play there by Braden Liner. And that was a and that call was just missed, Jacob. I mean, Simmons ran out of bounds with it after it was deflected, and they're going to give it a white ball. I mean, and for those of you not here, Comer's in white jerseys. And I just what a call right there. I can't say I agree with that one. But it'll stand. Minute 45 to go. The first period, 13-11 is the lead for Comer.
Wow.
Jet Liner with the steal from Swain. Layup's good. We got a tie game. Jacob, he pickpocketed. He wasn't paying attention. He's got a little bit of a height advantage. He may, if he was looking straight, he wouldn't have seen him coming.
And that forces Sasser to take a timeout.
Yeah, Coach Sasser will take a timeout. Buck 32 to go in the first. And, Jacob, what do we talk about? The Wolves are executing everything that we said that needed to be done. The bigs are making a difference here early. Not only that, but you're getting settled into the game, not being in a hole. On the road.
And this goes back to what I was saying. You know, it's beneficial to see a team for a second time because you know who the shooters are for the Tigers.
Yeah, and I still don't understand why they haven't went back to that full court press, Jacob. They had success with it early, though it did get them in foul trouble a little bit.
As we are a minute and a half to go in this first quarter. Tie ball game. You know, this is reminiscent of last week, too. We kept it close the whole way. You know, just those last few seconds, Comer was able to, you know, stretch their lead. Hopefully, you know, we can come out of this thing on top. And I think we can, Blake, with the way that our defense is controlling the Tigers.
Yeah, you know, we talked about earlier Braden DeLoach coming back, and he is now on the court. Matched up against Sherem down low. Hall. Bad pass. Going the other way. That should have been a backcourt.
They said he tipped it.
Hall for 3. DeLoach defended him. Got in the way, disrupted the shot. Hall back up to the top to Swain. Swain fires 3. Good. Gives them a 3-point lead. Stone gets it to Marlin. Marlin bringing it up the court. Bounce pass to Braden DeLoach. Braden DeLoach will drive. He goes in. What a shot right there on the bank end. Cuts the lead to one. Here comes Robertson with the drive. Wow, what a shot there, Jacob.
And he almost costed him a turnover.
Yeah. Marlin back up to court. Comer Tigers lead by three. DeLoach on the drive. Shot. He's fouled as he goes up, and he'll get a shot to shoot two, and I'm surprised they didn't call him for a travel.
Yeah.
I think that was just a long euro step right there.
That's what I was fixing to say.
I'm glad they let it stand, and he'll get to shoot two.
You know, that euro step, there's a fine line between what's legal and what's a travel.
Yep.
And Braden,
he split it with a hair right there, Jacob. First free throw is good. Second opportunity here. Oh, and good that time too. 18-17, Tigers lead. Robertson. Gets it to Swain. Kicks it to Hall. Stole by Ty Stone. Ty Stone going for the layup. It's up. Soft touches in. Wolves take the lead, Jacob.
That was a close one, though, Blake.
That it was. It almost wasn't in. Now we're down to 5-4-3-2. Wolves steal it. Aiden Blair gets it to Marlin, who shoots it up. And it, what a block by Swain. I think Blair should have maybe kept that one himself that time. I see what he's trying to do, and it was a good pass. Just bad leverage there on the part of Marlin, and the Wolves will take a one-point lead into the second quarter. This is Febble Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Febble Sports Network.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
I don't know if a pack of wolves has ever been set down in a jungle before, Jacob, but we're going to find out tonight. Wolves have a one-point lead after the first period of action here at the jungle at Comer High School. 19-18 as the Wolves had the ball, and not a great pass there by DeLoach trying to get it to Thomas. And that'll be Gaddis back up the corner layup. First time we've called his name tonight. And what a effort there by Aiden Blair. Pass was too long. It's about to be out on the Wolves. He runs in front of the defender and deflects it off of him. So Wolves get possession down by one. Blair gets it to DeLoach. DeLoach, two more points. 21-20 lead for the Wolves. It's time, yeah. Robertson. At the point position, he'll get it back to Gaddis. Gaddis must have had to sit out the first quarter for whatever reason, because he was a difference maker last week. Drive, shot, no good. And Jacob, because I don't believe he played at all in the first period there.
I don't think he did either.
DeLoach with the drive, with the shot, and it is good. He's already the leading scorer, Jacob.
So, Coach Adam Fawcett provided me with this box of popcorn, and there's a reason he provided, because this one's going to be a good one.
That it is. Morgan with the ball. He'll dish it back to Gaddis. Gaddis, great no-look pass to Simmons, and Simmons with the shot in the hoop. And, Jacob, I don't think he was available for the game last week.
I don't think he was either.
Great post play from both teams tonight, and that's the kind of ball I like to watch. Marlin gets it to Stone. Stone, pull-up jump shot, no good. He had a good look, though, so I would have took that one as well. With the drive, Gaddis, no good. Robertson on the putback right there. As Bennett said, he's going to say something, Jacob. He pulled my mic down.
So, mass substitution for the Wolves here.
Aiden Blair, Ty Stone, and Brendan Marlin all check out.
Liner, Ushery, and Liner checks in for the Wolves.
Morgan with the shot. Good block there by DeLoach. Wolves with a one-point lead. Morgan from that spot he likes. No good right there. Usher with the rebound. Yeah. Jacob, he killed us last week.
That's what I was fixing to say.
Braden Liner. No good. Bad three there. Gaddis, corner three, no good. Jetliner with the rebound. He's down the court. Goes up with the shot, no good. And it's going to be going the other way now. Morgan gets it to Robertson. Robertson with the layup, and it's good. 24-23 lead now for the Tigers. And it looks like we thought there was going to be a timeout, and then there wasn't a timeout.
I think there is a timeout.
And a little bit of miscommunication, it appears. Tigers with a one-point lead right now. Jetliner out to court, 5:38 to go in the half. Brendan Marlin, wide open corner, three. Ah, no good, hit the backboard on him. Go back the other way, Gaddis with the shot. Good layup right there. Get it to Jetliner. Liner up the court. He's trapped. Gets it to Braden Liner. Braden Liner gets it to Ushery. Ushery with the shot. He is hailed. But I got to say, good heads-up play by Simmons. As you know, any time you can send a big man, yeah, typically they're not the best free throwers on shooters on team, though Ushery can hit them. And so I think Simmons, good heads-up play right there. Make him earn it at the line. Ushery will shoot one of two. No good on the first. 3-point lead for the home team. Second one, good. 2-point lead now. Morgan will bring it up the court. Pickpocketed, shoots over Thomas. Oh, now get him for the travel right there, Jacob.
You knew it was coming.
Yep. Comer with that full court press now they're going to. Liner gets it to Liner. Liner with the ball. He's going to drive. He's going to get it to Thomas. Thomas! Softest touch on the pass, and he gets it in. We got a knotted up game at 26 now. 4:50 to go in the second period now. Gaddis has got it. Back up top to Robertson. Robertson drives. Good layup there as he goes from the left hand to the right hand over Thomas. Bad inbound pass there. Little too much on it there from Liner, and so it'll be going the way of the Tigers. But he had to put it where only his guy can get it. Unfortunately, his guy wasn't able to get it. Simmons on the inbound now to Robertson. Robertson setting up a play. Pass out to Riggins. First time we called his name tonight. Good defense there by Ushery to slap it away. Gaddis will get it to Riggins up top. Riggins back to Robertson. Robertson will get it to Morgan. Morgan's going to drive, loses the ball, gets it to Robertson. Robertson with the drive. Oh! Just hits the ball in right place before he can even go for the shots. Landon Thomas, and it'll be recovered by Braden Liner going the other way. Wolves looking to tie it up here as Brendan Marlin will drive and shoot it, and he's got it good. What a floater there to tie things up.
If we can keep it this close, I think we'll be in good shape.
Yes, we will. Pass. Riggins drives, loses the ball, trying to get it to Morgan, and fortunately for the Tigers, Robertson was there to get it. Now Gaddis has it. He's going to drive. He's going to shoot, and good on the layup. Jetliner with it. He gets it to Braden Liner. Braden Liner gets it to Brendan Marlin. Brendan Marlin, Landon Thomas, open three in the corner, and it doesn't have enough juice in it to get in. No good. Gaddis with the shot. No good. Rebound by Jetliner. Jetliner to pass to Ushery. Under the basket. Beautiful turnaround on the layup to tie things up. 3 minutes to go until the half. Beautiful basketball. Simmons with three, no good. And nobody can get the rebound there, and it'll go back to the Tigers. Aiden Blair will now check in. Pass to Simmons in the corner. Back up to the top. Gattis.
Simmons. Corner three.
No good. Hits the top of the backboard. That should be out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Wolves will keep possession anyway. Jetliner. Other way. Euro step. Shot. No good. And Jetliner will run into Robertson there, and they'll call him for a blocking foul. I think Coach Moore had the same gripe we did about that one not being called out of bounds, hitting the top of the backboard. Riggins will get it in to Gattis, who will set up things on offense. He'll dish it to Robertson, who takes a long three, and it's no good, and it's going to be rebounded by Aiden Blair. Jacob, when he gets done with the game tonight, he can go give those shoes to a construction worker. That way the people can see his feet in a row.
There.
Those are some bright orange shoes.
Definitely high vis.
That they are. Fumble the ball away there, but good save there by Aiden Blair, and he'll get it to Jetliner. Jetliner will get it back to Aiden Blair. He'll get it back to Braden Liner. Bulls trying to get some separation, and they'll call Liner for a travel there. And it'll go the other way.
First half has gone by pretty quick.
That it has. 1:38 to go. Been clean ball. And a lot of post play. I couldn't ask for anything better, Jacob. And what a pass there from Gattis to Swain, cutting under the basket to give the Tigers a two-point lead. Jetliner with the pass to Braden Liner. Braden Liner drives, shoots, and it's good. I don't know how that one wasn't blocked.
I don't know how it wasn't a foul.
Yeah. Ties it up, 32 each, as Deloach will get ready to check in. Robertson with the drive. He dishes it back to Morgan. Morgan with the shot from the white line in the paint. Thomas get it to Aiden Blair. Aiden Blair get it to Braden Liner, who shoots, and he is fouled hard and hits the deck. Maybe that'll just stand as a shooting foul. I know a lot of times they like to, whether it's a flagrant, you don't get ejection, but flagrant. But, hey, sometimes you just hit the floor hard, man. And he'll get a chance to tie it up here. Check on the official there as he decides to hit Braden Liner in the head when he looked down on accident. First one is good. Deloach will check in for Aiden Blair. ...34-33 lead for the Tigers. 54 seconds to go in the half, and Braden Liner misses the second one. Gattis with it. Gets it to Sway. No good on the three. Rebound again by Jetliner. And Jacob, if I'm either one of these coaches, if I'm Satcher or Moore, my whole team's getting chewed out for letting the shortest guy out there get the rebound.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Loach will drive, and he's fouled on the floor. I don't know if that'll be two or if they'll just keep possession here.
It's just a possession.
Okay.
They have one more foul to give.
34-33, trail by one. Jetliner will throw this one in. Can't get it to anybody. He'll throw it in, and it'll be a turnover. Robertson with it. 20 seconds to go. They'll probably try to hold it and get a shot right at the buzzer. Robertson covered by Liner. Jetliner on Gattis. Sherm with the screen. Gattis, long three. Good. 6 seconds to go. Ushery with the drive. 1 second to go. He shoots a three on the run. No good. Tigers will take a 37-33 advantage into the break. We'll get a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network halftime show.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head the fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics. Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Need a gift? Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg has you covered. Their gift department is full of fun, unique finds for every occasion. Whether it's a birthday party, baby shower, or just because, stop by Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, the perfect place to find the perfect gift.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the jungle here at B.B. Comer High School, 37-33. The home Tigers lead the Fayetteville Varsity Boys 37-33. But the story of the night is the Fayetteville Lady Wolves beating the B.B. Comer Tigers for the second week in a row in a season sweep, and I have Coach Al Barnett behind me. And Coach, give me some thoughts on the, you know, I told Blake during the boys' game, it's beneficial to see a team a second time, and I believe we played a whole lot better than we did last Tuesday, and I think we only trailed for maybe 2 minutes of game time.
Yeah, one of me and Coach Cannell's focuses was getting off to a fast start. And for the most part, I thought we did that. And I thought we played great half-court defense. And we got some things out of the press tonight, too.
And, you know, there's no question that Deja Wilson's the biggest player on the court. And, you know, her presence in the first half, really wasn't there, but I think, you know, she went down with an injury late in the first half.
Yeah, I noticed she came in the second half. She was limping pretty good. She wasn't as much as a factor, but if she gets it inside, she's tough to deal with.
And then the second half, she found a second wind and, you know, started controlling the glass, but we were able to get her to take some bad shots off the mark, and we turned those rebounds into points.
Yes, we did. You know, Henley McGinnis was so upset at the end of the first half. She thought she'd played a really bad half. And we told her at halftime, look, we got to have you, you know. And she did some good things. I think she ended up with like 7 points tonight and had a good floor game second half. But we had a contribution from a lot of people tonight.
Yeah, and looking at the score sheet, thanks to Bella Kelly right here, you know, I think most of our girls scored.
Yeah, most of them did. And, hey, shout out to Bella Kelly. She does a great job on the book. Very neat handwriting. Keeps us posted on everything. And you can't say enough about support staff. If you got good support staff people, it makes your job so much easier.
Yeah, and we credit Al's Famous Hot Sauce for being the film session Sunday at the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I want to apologize for getting that technical foul. I very rarely get technical fouls, but tonight I got one.
Yeah, undoubtedly some questionable calls from the referees, you know, but really those calls later on didn't make a difference, you know. We did pick that up, by the way. I thought it was pretty funny. You're not in trouble or anything.
Oh, I'm not going to get in trouble with the FCC?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't want the Communications Commission coming to my house tonight.
But, you know, a big week of basketball. You know, we go to Pell City Friday. That's the next game for these ladies.
Yeah, it's a four-game set. The baby Lady Wolves, the junior high. It's a four-game set for sure. And we've watched film of Victor Christian. They're going to be a tough out.
And, you know, not only that, we overcame adversity this week with the gym being in the condition it's in, not really getting to practice.
And the rest of our week practice will be in the auditorium. Hopefully we're back in our gym for next week. So, hey, what about the boys? They're playing really good tonight.
I think they are. We're really not letting the Comer shooters get to the – you know, the shots that they were making last week, they're having to drive the ball inside and getting those free throws down.
Right, and we are doing some good things offensively, getting some good looks. And, you know, anytime in a high school basketball game, college basketball game, the first 4 minutes of the second half are extremely important. Extremely. And let's just see how the boys come out tonight, this second half, and you know, just hang around, have a chance to win at the end.
Well, Fayetteville will get the ball on the inbound. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for covering us.
For the Lady Wolves.
Yeah, I'm so excited for them, happy for them. And, hey, we'll get back to practice tomorrow and try to get better.
All right, well, there you have it, Coach Al Barnett, fresh off of his big win against the Comer Lady Tigers. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with a second half action. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the jungle here at B.B. Comer High School. 37-33 the lead for the Comer Tigers. 1 minute to go before we inbound this thing for the second half of action. Some quick scores from the B.B. Comer Tigers. First, Cam Gaddis with 9. Christian Robertson and Quindarius Swain, each with 8. Tyjavius Simmons and Caleb Sherum both have 4 apiece. For the Wolves, Landon Thomas leads the way with 9. Braden DeLoach with 8. Jetliner, Brennan Marlin, and Ty Stone with 2 points apiece. And Brody Ursary has 5. So there are your scores for the Wolves and the Tigers. And we're about ready to get this thing inbound to get ready to start the second half of basketball. I'll turn the mic back over to Blake Bagley as we get ready to start the second half.
Coach Al had this thing turned around on me.
So it'll be Tiger basketball. As stolen by Jetliner, he'll bring it down the court. Jet thought about a 3. And he'll dish it off to Braden Liner, who thought about a 3 himself, over to Landon Thomas. He'll put the 3 up off the mark. Sherem, rebound. And the Tigers will bring it down the court. And there is Morgan off the mark. Rebound Wolves. Marlon brings it up the court. Marlon will drive it, and he'll put it up, and it'll be off. Tiger basketball as Gaddis brings it up the court. He'll go up for 2. Circus shot. Miss. He gets his rebound, puts it back up. Missed again. And Riggins back to Gaddis. Gaddis for 3. No good. Liner gets the basketball. He'll bring it down the court. He'll dish it to Marlon, who dishes it to Thomas. Thomas thought about a 3, but Liner will put the 3 up and will go in and out. Tiger basketball. And Comer calls a timeout. So a 30-second timeout called by Coach Jeremy Satcher.
Yeah, both teams come out here and guns blazing up and down the court, and both teams really just need to settle things down. Wolves got to go for a rebound. I mean, 3 second chance opportunities down there, Jacob. I mean, you can't let that happen and expect to win a game.
And, you know, Coach Al Barnett told me during halftime that the first 4 minutes of the second half are crucial to what a team does the rest of the way.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because you're really setting the tone for the second half.
Gaddis gets the inbound to Morgan.
Yep, Morgan gets it back. Gaddis to Morgan. Robertson's going to drive. He's going to dish to Sherem. Sherem with the layup off the glass, and it's good. That's 2 more, and that'll extend the lead to 6 for Comer.
So Sherem has 6 points now.
Braden Liner will get it to Brendan Marlin. Brendan Marlin, pass across the court. Landon Thomas contested 3. No good. Got his own rebound. No good again. Jet Liner this time. Gets it to Ushery. Ushery will drive. He'll shoot. And looked like what was a foul. Not called. No good. Robertson back up to court. And tries to get it to Gaddis. And ball fumbles around, and it'll go out of bounds. But Jetliner touched it.
So a conversation here.
Yeah, I mean, from what I can see over here, it's definitely Comer ball.
Yeah.
And Robertson will get it out to Gaddis. Gaddis. All Riggins, excuse me, no good. Morgan shot, no good. Usher on the contest, they're gonna call a foul, Jack. I don't know about that one. I think that one should just let play.
And you know, Coach Moore does have a point because the same thing happened down here, and it was a no call.
Yeah, you know, I think the problem with it, I don't got a problem if you don't call that.
Yeah.
But just, you know, be consistent. Be consistent. That's all. And I think that's what Coach Moore's argument is. We're 2 minutes, 7 seconds into the third period. And Braden Loach will check in for Braden Liner. Comer takes a 7-point lead. And Morgan, sure-handed free throw shooter, gets the second one. No good. I gave him the announcer's jinx, Jacob.
You know, next time out, I will tell you about that.
And Gaddis will be called. We got a foul on Gaddis and Ushery, I guess, going back and forth there. Yeah. I didn't see anything other than getting tied up a little bit. I mean, I didn't see anything that would.
And I believe, you know, they just had a conversation down the court about that earlier.
At least they gave it to both of them, though. If they're both doing it, I do like that, but I don't agree with the call. Jetliner. What was called?
Are you kidding me?
Who'd they get with a hole?
Oh, no, and foul is going to be on Morgan. No, yeah, Morgan.
Yeah, because there's not even a black two on the court.
Morgan hugged Ushery.
Oh, I got you.
And he called the foul.
I misunderstood. He was saying the foul was on white two black ball. So Jetliner with it.
Swain will check in. He has 8 points on the evening.
7-point advantage for the Tigers, up 40-33, 5:40 to go in the third period. Ushery with the ball. He drives and shoots. And one opportunity. Gets the 2 points. Now a chance for a third at the line. And Jacob, I don't know what it is about this chair right here that's got the marker on it, whether it was Barnett sitting in it, whether it was Jetliner earlier, whether Braden Liner now. Those guys are on fire. Something about that chair. That is the school spirit cheering on your teammates chair right there. 40-35 lead, 40-36, excuse me. No good on the three, rebounded by the Tigers. And Gaddis takes it back out beyond the arc.
And it was like that in the girls' game, too, before you got there and the players sat there. So, yeah, you're right. The school spirit chair.
And Moore up in arms about something. I didn't quite catch it. And shot no good this time. Sherman with the rebound. He goes up for the shot, and he gets it. He's going to be fouled, and he's going to get a chance at two more, or at another point, rather.
And Sherman now has 6 points.
And Moore has a problem with him not calling offensive 3 seconds in the paint. Offensive 3 seconds, which I understand. Feated, a little heated. The officials, or excuse me, the ref seems to be listening to him pretty well. So you always like to see that. Sure, I'm no good on the free throw attempt. And Comer will retain possession on that one. Ushery jumped a little too soon, but that ball hung around on the tip of the rim there before it fell. So just bad timing there. Simmons, corner three, swish, 9-point lead for the Tigers. Wolves got to answer. Jetliner tries to get the pass, can't do it. And in on the layup is Robertson. Tigers go up by 11, and Moore and company will call a timeout.
It'll be a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, Jacob, you're getting the things, letting them get a little away from you here. Nothing to panic about. You still got 12 minutes, 44 seconds of game time, so nothing to panic about. But you need to answer here.
Yeah, and this goes back to that first 4 minutes, you know. And, you know, you said don't hit the panic button. Yeah, that's true. But the Tigers controlled the first 4 minutes so far.
That they did. I mean, you come out here and only score 3 points to their 10. You got to settle things down, get some better looks. And, I mean, right now, Comer's just getting their shots to fall. The Wolves can't get their shots to fall.
Something about that goal down there.
Yep. And was Coach Satcher, was he the coach last year? I feel like they had a different guy.
I think they did, too. Well, I think Coach Fawcett had a complete overhaul of his coaching staff, and he was one of the beneficiaries of it.
Jetliner up the court. Pitch to Brennan Marlin. Brennan Marlin with it now. Looks to step back and take a three. Dutton. Ushery with it. Simmons covering him. Ushery with the spin, with the drive, with the layup. the big man putting the spin cycle on him and gets two in the hoop. 47-38 lead for Comer. Wolves get the steal going the other way. Bad pass across the middle there from Brennan Marlin. Gaddis will set things up. 4 minutes to go. Halfway through exactly the third period. Riggins, three, good. That's a 12-point lead now for Comer. Got to count for those guys on the corner, Jacob. Ushery with the drive. And
travel.
They're going to call a travel there, and I got to say I did see that one. Wolves looking to go full court press here. Jake, but I don't think they got the speed to be able to handle that. Sherem, three, off the mark. Liner with the rebound going the other way. Ushery with the spin, with the shot.
Count
is counted, and one opportunity. Cuts the lead to 10, chance to cut it to 9.
And I think it'll be beneficial for the Wolves to cut this thing to single digits.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Give them a little bit of mojo back.
Yep.
They had in that first half.
End this thing on a run. Ushery, no good. Oh, rebound.
That'll work.
Landon Thomas with it. Cuts the lead to 8. We got 4 points and one possession, Jacob.
Riggins.
Gets it to Sherem. Open layup there. 2 more points cuts or extends the lead back to 10.
I think it's safe to say that Sherem has been it for Comer tonight.
That he has. Great steal there by Robertson. It was a good pass, but even a better steal. Gaddis gets it with the layup. Tigers back up by 12. Marlin gets it to Ushery, who is fouled by Sherem.
And I think he'll get to shoot either way.
Yeah, I think we might already be in the bonus. Yep. Yep.
And that foul was on Sherem?
Yep. Ref says he'll shoot too, so he will. And you were right, Jacob. We are in the bonus
now. That'll be his second.
First one's good.
So we really only have one Tiger in foul trouble, and he will check in, and that's Morgan.
Yep.
And he has three.
And he'll shoot the second one. That one's no good that time. 11-point lead for Comer. Back the other way. Gaddis thinks about the three, hesitates, sets things back up. Riggins gets it to Robertson. Robertson, drive, shot, no good. Rebound by Morgan. Morgan back out to Riggins. Riggins, Robertson, no good. Rebound by Landon Thomas. No, somehow Morgan came down with that one, Jake.
He snatched it out of his hands.
And he'll get the second chance opportunity and put him up by 13, Jacob. And Brennan Marlin with it. He'll get it to Ushery. Ushery with the drive. Layup's good. 56-45. Morgan with it. With the drive. With the shot. No good. Rebound by Jetliner that time.
It'll be a jump ball.
Jump ball, but it'll go the way of the Wolves as Braden Loach will check in now for Braden Liner. Right now, I'm going to feed the hot hand. Until further notice, I'm getting into Ushery.
Yeah, Ushery's been very critical in this first, in the first 7 minutes.
And Ty Stone's in the game now as well. Jetliner gets it to Brennan Marlin. That was almost a backcourt. Gets it back to Jetliner. Liner tries to get it to the Loach. little too much on that one. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be going the other way now. Lob pass, Riggins. Oh, with the steal is Deloach, but Stone comes up with it. Bad pass the other way, and Morgan will get the two-point bucket.
And that's what we have to prevent are those easy layups.
Yep.
Comer.
Wolves with the another turnover now. Gaddis tries to dunk it, and he misses.
That's what you get for being cocky. Hey.
Jacob, you look like a real bozo. If you're going to go for the dunk,
finish,
you better get it, because if not, you look stupid.
Yeah. Oh, liner.
Oh, with the travel.
Ah, Stone with a circus shot.
Cuts it back to 11. Going the other way now. Gaddis. Pass to Morgan on that sweet spot he likes. No good. Jetliner back the other way. Jacob, the Wolves could get three here. Be a big deal. Deloach. Oh, no good. Ty Stone with the rebound. Gets it to Liner. No good. Deloach with the rebound. It's good that time. Cuts it to 9 points. 8 seconds. 7 seconds. Riggins gets it to Robertson. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. 1 second. Pops it. No good. Air ball on the shot. Going into the fourth period, up 58-49. As Comer, Wolves got work to do, but it's within reach. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restriction apply. Member NCUA.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Thank you for holding. Welcome back to the action here, getting the fourth period underway. Wolves with the ball, trailing by 9, Jacob, as Jetliner has it, and he's looking to get the pass to Brennan Marlin. He's got to lob it up to Landon Thomas, can't quite come down with it. Brennan Liner with the steal, Thomas with the
count
attempt, and it's good. And one opportunity right there.
Great ball movement off the rebound.
That it was. Now you got opportunity to cut it to 6, Jake.
Yeah.
You were just down 13 points. Now you get a chance to cut it to 6. If Coach Limbaugh was here, he'd say this team's resilient.
Exactly.
Thomas, you count it. It's good. 58-52 lead now for Comer. Got a full court press coming. You got to watch. Got to watch. You got Riggins cutting across under the basket. It backs up.
Sherem lost it.
Sherem lost it. I'm not sure whose ball it'll be. From the looks of it, I think it'll be Comer ball still. Yep, then that'll be the call as Hall will get it in. Gets it to Sherem. Sherem with the pass up to Robertson, who gets it back to Gaddis. Gaddis to Robertson. Robertson takes a three. No good. Rebound by Braden Liner. Going the other way. Gets it to Brennan Marlin. Marlin with a shot. It's good. Cutting the lead down to 4. Jacob once was 13. Gaddis with the shot. No good right there. Jump ball and the rebound. Between Sherem and Urshery, and Sherem quietly having a great game.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, he might be the leading scorer if it's not Gaddis.
Sherem shot. They left him open. No good right there. Robertson with the rebound with the putback and extends it back to 6. 7 to go in regulation. Up by 6 is Comer. Jetliner with it. He's in trouble. And he's fouled.
Gaddis.
And that'll be Gaddis' third or fourth.
That's going to be his third.
And Liner will be on the inbound. Gets it to Ushery. Ushery with the drive. With the shot, it's good.
Way to make a man move.
With the circus shot. I told you earlier, feed the hot hand.
Yes.
Now Gaddis with it. He loses it out to Jetliner. Jetliner, Brendan Marlin. Ah, stole by Robertson, who was in the right place at the right time. Going back the other way. Now with Gaddis. Gaddis with the drive. Gaddis with the dish. Sherem left open, but he misses the easy two.
And it's a jump
ball. And it's a jump ball, so the Wolves will go this way. And Sherem probably beating himself up, Jacob. He had a wide open attempt. Back the other way now. Liner with the ball. They'll get it to Marlin. Marlin with a three. No good, but it was rebound. Ushery couldn't bring it in, but he's fouled from the back.
With his fourth foul.
So Gaddis, you know, I got to think now, he might be going to the bench. And I think Satcher has. I don't have a number for him, Jacob, number 15.
I don't either. I'll see on the book. That is going to be Quinn Swain.
Pass inbound there. As turnover going the other way. Oh, no. Ball's loose now. Hall will get it, though. It's taken away by Ushery. Ushery down the court. They get it to Jetliner. Oh, and they lose the ball again going the other way. Robertson with it. It'll go out of bounds.
That was a bad possession all the way.
Not sure whose ball it'll be there.
I think it's going to be Tiger ball.
Jetliner with the steal. Jetliner with the layup. It's good. Cool. Wolves down by 2, 5:35 to go. Satcher calls a timeout. Probably wondering what happened when he was up by 13 and how the momentum.
And it's a full timeout, so let's say we take a break real quick.
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be back with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You are all in with Allen. And Jacob, I'm all in with this basketball game. Wolves trail by 2 with 5:33 to go. They've trailed by as many as 13 earlier, as Braden Loach will check into the game. But, Jacob, this offensive series, or run, I should say, here in the last few minutes, had to be fueled by Allen. And Ushery will check out of the game, get a breather.
And keep in mind, Blake, this team has had very limited practice due to the gym situation this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that. Riggins with it. Gets it to Robertson. Robertson back to Riggins. Back Robertson. He's going to drive. He's going to think about shooting. He can't get the ball up, so he has to dish it back. Back to Robertson. Robertson with the drive. Steps it back out to the top of the key. Going to sit there and dribble, waiting for something to open up. He gets it to Riggins, who's somewhat open, but not enough to take the shot. 4:50 and counting to go until the end of regulation. Pass, Swain, shot, no good. Rebounded by Braden Liner. He'll get it to Braden DeLoach. Loach with the drive gets it to Jet Liner. Good ball movement here from the Wolves. Marlin gets it to DeLoach, who shoots it, falling back, no good, doesn't get a call going the other way. Robertson with the drive.
And he's going to lose it, Fayetteville basketball.
Lost the ball.
This defense has come to play
that
here
they
late
have.
Before.
That they have. Braden DeLoach has it. He's going to go for the shot, and no call on the foul. It did look like he fumbled it a little bit. Landon Thomas has it. Gets it back up to Braden Liner.
All right, set the offense up here.
Yeah, let's let some things get set up here.
Thomas,
Landon Thomas, three.
Ah.
No good. Top of the backboard, out of bounds. Usually pretty consistent from that spot. You got to take it every time.
Yeah.
Down by two. Swain
wide open
for three. Had too much time to think about it. No good. Marlin with it. 3:44 and counting to the end of regulation. Tigers lead 60-58. Hall steps up. Good screen.
And it's a moving screen.
Braden DeLoach tries to set the screen. He had his feet set, and he stumbled.
Yeah. So Usry will check back in for Braden DeLoach.
Coach Moore talking to him a little bit. I like the effort there, and he had the screen set, but when he stumbled, it's what got him. Travel
and
there.
Foul, and it's going to be on Landon.
They'll call that foul on Thomas, make Robertson earn it at the strike. Wolves have definitely had more free throw opportunities here tonight, Jacob.
And that's only Landon's first foul of the game.
Is only his first as a postman. Pretty impressive.
Coach Thomas.
Second shot good. Leads by four. Jetliner with it.
And that's going to be on Braden Liner.
So Braden Liner will be called for something.
A block.
Block. So that was a costly turnover right there, Jacob. So was the screen earlier. 3:20 to go and counting. Tiger ball up 62-58. Robertson with it. Robertson with the drive, with the pass to Swain. Swain goes up, and he's good on the layup.
We need to get back to that pressure D that we were playing.
Yeah, that is exactly what we need to do. Braden Liner with the shot, no good. Low percentage look. Sherem with it. Gets it back out to Robertson. Very important series here. Can't give up a score with the shot, no good. Ushery with the rebound. Gets it to Liner. Sherem's called for a foul. Will we shoot two here, Jacob?
No, it's going to be the next one we'll shoot two. So that was their last foul to give.
Okay.
As Gaddis will check back in for Sherem.
But Gaddis in the game. He has none to give. He has none to give. Liner with it. Good pass there from other Liner.
It's going to be Tiger ball.
Jump ball going Tiger's way there. Great effort there by the Tigers defense. 64-58. 2:30 to go. Wolves have got to generate some offense now. Gaddis gets it to Riggins. Riggins gets it to Gaddis. Gaddis with a shot, lead by eight. And Liner, miscommunication between him and Liner. And Coach Moore calls a timeout, down by eight with 2:10 to go. Jacob, Wolves got it within two, and they could never bring it to a tie game, and now you find yourself down by eight. They were on a 6-0 run.
And a good timeout from Coach Moore to kind of settle us down a little bit. You know, there for a minute and a half, we were playing some solid D. We've gotten away from that. We need to get back to that.
Yeah, and the Wolves are running out of daylight right now, Jacob. 2:10 to go, down by eight, and you don't have possession of the ball. That's not where you want to be.
And as the great Sonny Smith would say on the Auburn Sports Network, we need to play defense without fouling.
Yeah.
We do have two to give, I will say that. But we can't give them free throws.
No, we cannot. We need to start maybe trying to hit some threes. And I think that's what Coach Moore thinks is Aiden Blair checks in, who's a little bit more fresh.
Yeah.
And maybe can hit a couple threes for us. Robertson with it. Gaddis to Riggins to Robertson. Back to Gaddis. Jacob, you're going to have to force something. They're just going to try to throw it around here. Moving the ball around. Robertson with the drive. Gets it to Swain. No good on the shot. Good block there by Landon Thomas on the putback. Jetliner. And, man, that was a foul all day long, Jacob. No call there on the court as Liner was fouled. Robertson will drive, get it back out to Gaddis.
And that'll be on Jetliner. That'll be his third.
1:28 to go, though. It don't matter. Can't take him home with you. Gaddis with it. Gets it to Hall. Hall to Swain for the two. No good. Put back, no good. Landon Thomas with the rebound. Gets it to Aiden Blair. Aiden Blair gets it to Brendan Marlin. Jacob, you got to start heaving some threes right here. No good. Marlin on the shot. Gets it to Usher. Usher is good. Down by six. Jacob, you got to play full court. Full court press here.
And
Gaddis with the shot. No good. Rebound. Thomas gets it to Jetliner, who gets it
over
the layup. Down by four now. 66 to 62. And Coach Satcher will call timeout, and I would if I were him, too. You just gave up two easy buckets. Now it's a four-point lead instead of an eight-point lead. 40 seconds to go, Jacob. We might get another overtime game.
Yeah, we just need to force the Tigers to make bad shots like we did on that last series there and, you know, come away with points on the other end.
That's exactly what we need to do right here, Jacob. I could not agree more.
I like the way the Wolves have played defense in the second half.
Me too.
You know, it's just Comer's gotten the shots to fall where we couldn't.
That's exactly right.
And that's been the difference. And, you know, just a reminder, the girls did beat the Tigers, you know, in the game before this, 40-32 for their season sweep. And Comer, Fayetteville looking to even the series up right here.
Yep, down by four, 39.7 seconds to go. Any other team has the ball.
And neither team with fouls to give.
Nope. Right now, you got to foul their worst shooter.
Yeah.
You know Riggins and Hall are automatic. Robertson and Gaddis are. I think you got to go after number 15, Swain. We don't really know what his shot is. I'm definitely not fouling Morgan, who's about to check in. Well, he checks in for Swain, so that's not an option.
And the referee on the clock saying you can't sub until, you know, you got to inbound the ball first.
They get it to Gaddis. Gaddis
And there we go. We're starting to foul now.
Now Hall will go to the free throw line. Moore yelling not to foul him. So Jetliner now with four. No good.
So smart move by Coach Moore there.
Yeah. I'll shoot another one. This one no good either. He was standing there, Jacob. He walked into him. They just called Brody Usher for a foul for standing there. I mean, he was just standing there, Jacob. He was standing there, and he walked into him and faked it. And just that was atrociously bad officiating right there. That's the first time tonight I'm like, come on, man. That's just horrible. 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 You can't call yourself a referee for basketball and see that. You know, tensions, yes. They get a little high. Why is there three shots?
Because he was fouled before that.
Oh. Absolutely atrocious. I mean, just no. There was no sense in that call.
So just late, you know, we let a good game slip away from us.
Yep. Robertson with it. Lead by seven. And now back to the line is Robertson.
And he, you know, he's a good shooter.
Yep. Made the lead 70-62. Second was good as well. And Jetliner get it to Ty Stone, who gets it back to Jetliner. No good on the shot. No foul Gaddis, and he'll go shoot two more.
And that one will ultimately put this thing to bed. But give credit to the Wolves. It's just like last week. We were down, but we were never out.
No, we weren't. And another close game just slipping away. But, Jacob, you learn from these. And when you get into area play, that's when this really comes in handy. In the famous words of, I believe it's Pat Narduzzi at Pitt, this game really don't matter when it comes to seeding. Comes to seeding, it doesn't matter. Jetliner will go the other way now. Wolves trail by 11. And Robertson will get it, and he'll go the other way, stolen by Aiden Blair. 4-3-2-1. Marlin gets shot up. No good. And that'll be over. And the Wolves will lose by 11.
Well.
Man.
No words for that one.
No. I would have even been okay with calling him for a blocking foul or something, but a technical, man, he didn't even. That's questionable at best.
Yeah.
Wolves go down 73-62 though, and they'll lose this one and lose the series 2-0 this year. And Jacob, they can find us back next week because there is one more break, week until Christmas break for the Wolves, so you catch us back in action next week.
Yes, but the next time these Wolves will be on the court, we will be playing Victory Christian in Pell City Friday. It's a four-game set Friday as the junior high girls and boys will play, followed by the varsity girls and boys at Victory Christian next week. We'll be on the call for another four-game set as we host ASD for a JV boys and girls and varsity boys and girls. We'll have the varsity boys and girls call. I'll have the varsity girls, and you'll have the varsity boys, and that's all I have.
That will likely be a late start for both of these teams. So for tonight, Wolves go down by 11, hard-fought game, and they were in it until the end, but ultimately will lose by 11. This has been the Coosa Pines Federal Creek Union Federal Sports Network. Till next time, go Wolves.